Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. Watching games is better in groups, right, stick carriers? So next time you host a watch party, call an order from B-Dub's party menu or download the new app, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Love having Mastro Subaru on board as well. Pete and Steve over there at Mastro Subaru are stick carriers themselves, and they will be at all of our stick carrier events throughout the season. They have a special for stick carriers. Go ahead and mention the stick carriers. You get a special discount off of your next car. It's that simple. Check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. Two locations in Tampa and Orlando. Bricado's Sandwich Shop has been with us since the beginning, and we continue to show them the love, stick carriers. 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Bricado is going to be part of our tailgate parties all season long, throwing out those great Cuban sandwiches and devil crabs. So if you have not had a chance to try that devil crab yet, get ready, because you'll be trying it at these tailgate parties coming up. We love Bricado's, and we love to try that devil crab. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Let's go.
One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
Doing a podcast that I never thought I would be doing, a place I never thought I'd be doing it, but circumstances have unfolded the way they have, and so we sit here facing the Bucks bye week on week one of the regular season. I'm not going to be the guy that's like, well, there's, you know, bigger things. You can have whatever opinion you want to. But as I sit here in Atlanta, after seeing my zone in St. Pete, Zone A, called for a mandatory evacuation, and then South Tampa the exact same on Friday, as my zone was called into the evacuation for Irma, I faced a decision that I made with people close to me as to whether or not we were going to stick it out or make the move. We made the move late Thursday night. At 11:30, we left Tampa, embarking on a journey up to Atlanta to stay with relatives up here. It's funny because I tweeted out about it, and people are like, well, you know, the storm's coming up there too. Yeah, I'm okay dealing with a tropical storm up here that really now is looking more like it's going to end up being a tropical depression, which means it's just going to rain, which we deal with all the time, than a potential Category 2 or 3 hurricane that is now getting closer and closer to Tampa. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. I'm hoping that you have the opportunity to download it as soon as possible so that even if your internet goes out, you still have the opportunity to listen to this podcast. I've lived in Tampa my entire life. Born and raised. Obviously, you know I've grown up a Bucks fan, but more than a Bucks fan, I'm a fan of the city of Tampa and the entire Tampa Bay area. Lifelong resident in Hillsborough County, recently made the move to Pinellas County, and absolutely love that as well. Lived in Connecticut for 2 years as I went to UConn and played football up there. I couldn't cut it at Connecticut. And quite frankly, I could not wait to get home. Tampa is my home. I hope it will always be my home. And we have dealt with a lot of hurricanes that have come close. This is the one that has scared me the most. I don't know what the outcome is going to be as I sit here recording this podcast on Friday night in Atlanta. But I pray that our city and each and every one of you that is in that area prospers, stays safe, and we are able to hype the absolute fuck out of next week's Bucks game, which is now not only the home opener, it's the fucking season opener. So put that all into perspective. And with all that into perspective, and with the Bucks now facing 16 straight weeks of football, Dirt Cutter put it best. The bye week wasn't going to come into play until week 11.
Okay.
That is a well put response. But the fact of the matter is the Bucks do have to play 16 straight weeks. And while the Bucks have to play 16 straight weeks, the Dolphins have to go to London and then come back to play the Bucks the very next week. So it's tougher on the Dolphins than it is the Bucks, but it's tough on both teams. But it was the only logical outcome. They couldn't move the game up to Wednesday. They didn't have enough advance notice. You can't just tell teams, okay, on Monday, hey, by the way, you got to play your game in 2 days or 3 days. It just doesn't work that way because these teams have a schedule in place to prepare them for Sunday. So if you want to maybe try and move it up to Saturday, which, by the way, recording this on Friday night, Saturday's not an option. And quite frankly, Friday was barely an option. This was the logical option with both teams having the same bye week. And I know we're going to have some Bucks takes of people blaming the NFL and blaming Roger Goodell for player safety. But I'm not saying I agree with the NFL. I'm just saying this was the option that they had. Because while the storm won't hit until Sunday, there's so much and I realize this, all the preparations that go into securing your home, securing your family, going out of town, if you're going out of town. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. It's not just, well, the game, you know, just play the game whenever, play the game. There's a lot more to it. So the decision's been made. You can bitch and moan about it all you want, but it's been made, and now the Bucks play 16 straight weeks. It's a fucking grind. That is a grind. That is tough. Okay? Are the Bucks going to be at a disadvantage? Yeah. So are the Dolphins. Big disadvantage against teams that are going to get a break at some point during the season. Their break came at the beginning of the season. Now, there are positives that come with this. T.J. Ward gets an extra week to learn the Bucks playbook. Jaquise Smith gets an extra week of getting healthy and getting out there to provide the Bucks a pass rush. But it's a grind. It's going to be extremely difficult as we get into week 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 because they're not going to have had that off week to recharge and refresh themselves. You know what we can do to assist them? We have to. Stick carriers, this falls on us. More than ever, what have I told you? A motivating factor for the team is coming out of that tunnel and being embraced by a true home field advantage. We have to grow this team this movement faster than ever now. Our team needs us. Doesn't need us to just lead the charge. They need us to spread the news of the movement, to spread the movement so that we can energize them as we get to that grind in the mid to late season after they haven't had a week off. It doesn't take that much to go into the stands and cheer our asses off and be loud as fuck. It does not take that much. Our team needs us now more than ever. So yes, lead the charge, spread the word, embrace each other, grow the movement, and provide this team the home field advantage they deserve because they need it. They need it. As they come out of that tunnel for each and every home game, including the home opener and season opener next Sunday against the Chicago Bears, they will know that we've got their back, and they're going to perform for us because of that. We're going to be loud. We're going to dominate the intensity within the stadium. And we're going to motivate and get that adrenaline flowing within our team so that they can go out with the talent they already have and perform even better. Because it's one thing to have talent, but when you have something to play for, when you have that adrenaline, that drive, that electricity inside of you because of your surroundings, because of what you're playing for, us, the fans that are supporting them, that are providing them that home field advantage, folks, I know we're talking about Irma being this gigantic storm, but that is the perfect storm. A young team on the verge of greatness and a young, growing fan base, because we are in our infancy, growing at the same rate the team on the field is growing. And as it collides and comes together to start what we thought was going to be the home opener but is now the season opener, folks, it is coming together at the perfect time. Let the excitement grow. Let sports be the escape of this bullshit hurricane that we're dealing with this weekend. And let's go out next weekend united together to provide our team that home field advantage and to kick the living fuck out of the Chicago Bears. I'm fucking pumped up, and I can't wait to see you at our tailgate party and at Raymond James Stadium defending our team, taking back Ray J from opposing teams' fans, and being loud as fuck. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, this is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulowski, the Commish, at Commish Online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and check out our friends at JoeBucksFan.com. Tailgate parties, we're going to do a lot of them. We're going to be with What the Buck. They've been doing tailgate parties for a long, long time, and we are going to be with them, Stick Carriers, going in with What the Buck. It's going to be awesome. And it's all happening Sunday before the Bears game. During the podcast over the next week, we'll give you more and more details on that. But it's going to be a blast. It's going to be early. Just a few details. We're gonna start wrapping up the tailgate party about 90 minutes before kickoff. You're like, whoa, 90 minutes before kickoff. Folks, what's the main purpose? The main purpose is getting jacked before the game and then getting jacked at the game. 90 minutes, we start wrapping things up. About an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff, so a 1 o'clock kick, about 11:45, we start the march. I'll come up with something cool for it. Come up with a cool name for it. But together, we are going to go from our tailgate party at Ohio and just off of Himes, which is right behind the Bucks training facility, behind the practice fields. That's where the tailgate party will be. We are going to march down Ohio, across Himes, into the gate that is the northeast corner of the stadium. Again, 11:45, join us. If you're not coming to the tailgate party, at least join us for this. We're going to be chanting. We're going to be cheering. We're going to be loud as fuck going into that stadium. We're going to go up that spiral walkway where it echoes. I want people throughout the parking lots hearing what we can bring. We're going to go right out by the pirate ship inside the stadium, chanting, cheering, loud as fuck. Going back, though, we're not going to stay inside the stadium. We're going to go inside the concourse area by all the concession stands because it echoes. And as thousands of us, because there's going to end up being thousands of stick carriers and Bucks fans uniting together, being loud. It's going to echo out into the parking lots, out into the street. People walking up to the game is going to be like, who are those guys and how can I be a part of it? We're going to march our way right around to the far side of the stadium, the south end zone. There's that standing room only area. That's what we have to do. We have to dominate that area. It will be first come, first serve. So as we get close to that area, you want to race up there. Because we got to take over the entire standing room only area in that south end zone standing plaza above the stands. The Bucks and meeting with the Bucks, they're like, that's what we got to do. Because there's a lot of logistics letting us down in the stands. I think anyone with a brain understands that, right? You're going to let down thousands of people that don't have tickets in that area. Well, now when people show up with tickets, it just can be a complete clusterfuck. So instead, I talked with the Bucks, a couple of high-ranking officials, and we agreed that the best opportunity for us is to just take over that standing room area. And then I know I'll be hopefully helping lead and old school from What the Buck. And, you know, I hope Keith from the Buckaholics and Harold and Christian and, you know, some of our other leaders going to just line because it goes sideline to sideline, right? I want to fill that whole area up and I want to be in unison chanting players' names. You know, we were there for the first preseason game, and there was some confusion as to are we going in the stands, where are we going. This is the plan now. They cannot turn us away from being in the general admission standing room only area. Early, during warm-ups, chanting these players' names. You know, when we were doing that during the preseason game, Ali Marpet acknowledged us. Adam Humphries acknowledged us. I believe Jameis Winston acknowledged us. Man, they can hear us down there. This is going to jack them up. So are you ready? Are you ready to do this every single home game? Are you ready to get your team prepared to go out and kick the living shit out of the opponent? This is what I've been dreaming of. This is what I've wanted. How can I help my team win? Rather than sitting in the stands and bitching about my team losing all these years, what can I do to help? This is what we can do to help. This is how we're going to help. And sometime, we are going to get that We Ready chant going. And I know there are Bucks officials listening to this, and I know they got rid of the Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas in that last preseason game. You better keep that shit out. We do not want the Black Eyed Peas. This is not 2004 anymore. But we also want to get rid of that crazy train for kickoff, man. This is not 1996 anymore either. Let's go. You know what we want? We ready. We ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. There's got to be creative people over at One Buck Place that can, in unison with the stick carriers and Bucks fans that are there early, that are then taking over the stands, that we can stand and sway and do that chant as the kickoff starts the game. Nothing will get this team more jacked up than that. Nothing. You thought during that, what was it, Seattle or New Orleans game, when you played jump around and everyone stood up and started jumping around, that that was a cool sight? Wait until you get that We Ready thing going. I promise you, there will be no team in the NFL more ready to play and ready to dominate in their home games with that home field advantage than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But Bucks, it's now on you. We can only do so much. You got to meet us halfway. Are you going to meet us halfway? I hope so, because we're hopefully doing this to help you. We'd really like you to maybe return the favor and help us a little bit. All right, I got some Bucks takes. Some people complaining about the moving the game. Some people not. I want to play it. I want you all to remember everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I understand. Listen, nobody wanted Bucks football more than I did this weekend. But the decision has been made, and I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to do my part. Let it out. We're going to let some people vent for one last time, and then that's it. We're moving on. We're going to take the hand that was dealt to us, and we're going to kick shit with it. We are going to kick the living shit out of anyone that stands in our way. Let's start with Derek, who's up first. Hey, Derek.
Justin, man. This is Derek calling in, man, from Baton Rouge. I know a lot of our fans are going to be pissed off about not having a game one. And I look at it as an advantage, man. We get to watch the Chicago Bears play. There's going to be more film on Glennon. I mean, can't believe I just said that. There's going to be more film on Glennon. T.J. Ward, most importantly, he gets to spend some time in the playbook, man. And I think this Doug Martin suspension only goes 3 weeks now. Because, you know, technically this is a bye week. So, that's the advantages of it. T.J. Ward gets more time in the playbook. That's very critical for us. And just want to say, man, fan of the show, always will be a fan of the show. I love the progress the show has made. Keep it up, man.
Excellent point again on T.J. Ward getting the extra week. I think that's going to be crucial, and hopefully he's able to step right in and start. As for Doug Martin, suspensions in the NFL are games, not weeks, so he still has to sit out 3 games, which means now he won't be back until the Patriots game on Thursday Night Football. Now, I know a lot of you wanted him back for that Giants game, and while that would have been awesome, remember the Patriots game, all those players for both teams are going to be coming off short weeks. They're going to be tired. They're going to have to grind through that to try and find that extra boost of motivation to go out and perform. Doug Martin will be fresh. Could be a big, big game. After what I saw Kareem Hunt do to the Patriots in week 1, could be a big game for Doug Martin in his return to the Bucks this season. Steve's up next on Bucks Uncensored.
Hey, Kamish. Steve in New York here. Just calling you on Wednesday morning. Just hopped on Twitter and saw the word come down about the bye week reschedule. I had to come on and vent a little bit. First and foremost, you know, obviously, my good wishes go out to everybody down there. I think that's the most important thing here. You got a major hurricane coming through there, and I just hope that everybody is able to stay safe through everything down there. Obviously, football's just a game, and you know, people's lives are at risk down there. So I just wanted to get that out of the way first. But goddamn, am I fuming about this bye week reschedule? I mean, for a league that says they care so much about player safety, to be playing 16 consecutive weeks is just insane. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, they don't put bye weeks in the first, I don't know, however many weeks of the season. I don't know if it's, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But, you know, to have these players play 16 straight weeks, it's just they could have found another way. They had to have found another way to make this work. I mean, I know from what I heard last night, reports saying that, you know, the league wanted to do this bye week thing, but the two teams didn't want to do it. And they were kind of just going back and forth. And that's why this took so long. You know, I'll tell you something right now. If this was the Patriots and the Steelers, I guarantee you there would be no bye week bullshit talk going on here. I mean, this is a complete slap in the face of these two teams. You know, the Bucks and the Dolphins, to have them have to play this game on this bye week. I don't know, Justin. I mean, I was just so psyched for this game. I'm still pumped for the season. But goddamn, man. I guess we're going to have to wait another week. Later.
So take offense to it. Take offense to it. Show up and support your team. And if you're a Bucks player or coach, if you're Chris Baker and you continue to run your mouth about it, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick on the field. Carry that grudge. Use it to your advantage on the field. Stop whining off the field. Garv's up next. You're on Bucks Uncensored.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, JP Garv on Twitter. By now we all know that we're playing 16 straight games, starting with the Bears at home. Now, I've heard a lot of complaining about it, constant whining and complaining about it. We've got a Category 5 hurricane headed this way. You think it's the end of the world because of this bye week's fiasco? Well, it isn't. They couldn't move it earlier because of evacuations, and it was impractical to move two teams off up to north to do it with their families and everything else left behind to face the hurricanes. Don't think so. Wasn't going to happen. It's the bye week. Move on. Please, move on. There are few advantages, mostly disadvantages, but there are some advantages to this. Complete health of the team. About 10 days just to look at the Bears. Things like T.J. Ward getting the playbook down. Jack Smith, you know, getting some reps in practice. And just if we're ready for the first game, that's it. I really like what Coach Cutter said today. It made total sense. He goes, this bye week thing isn't going to matter at all until week 11, November 19th. Then we're playing the Dolphins. Then we'll worry about it. By then, we'll just be doing one game at a time. It's the way it is. It's going to be okay. Let's settle down, relax, and do it. In the meantime, this is going to be one fuck of a great season. This isn't going to stop us. That's bullshit. We're going to be fine. Injuries happen to everybody. Let's hope for the best, root for the best, take back the Ray J, and Bucks Fan United, all of us have got to be there. We will be. And as for the bye week, I like to say now, bye in the playoffs. We'll get a bye week when we get into the playoffs. It'll work. In the meantime, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
If you're hearing these Bucks fans send in these Bucks takes, as we call it, for the first time, maybe your first time listener to this podcast, this is an interactive podcast. This is your podcast. We want to hear what Bucks fans, this is a podcast for the fans. This isn't just for me to spew my opinion. My opinion means as much as your opinion does. So you can send your opinion in as a Bucks take, as you can hear all these guys doing it. You'd record your voice on your phone, your opinion on your phone. Voice memo, I think if you have iPhone, I'm sure there's a way to do it with Android as well. And all you have to do is email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. And you can be the next one on with us here on Bucks Uncensored, much like Aaron, who's up in North Dakota. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Justin and Stick Carrier Nation. This is Aaron in North Dakota. Obviously, we all know the NFL's verdict of the Bucks-Dolphins game on Sunday. I know the whole balance of, you know, a hurricane outweighing a football game comes into play, but it's just like, are you seriously telling me that the NFL couldn't, like, schedule this game, like, on a Wednesday or a Thursday night? It was that difficult to figure out? Have they forgotten 12 years ago when Hurricane Katrina decimated New Orleans that they switched the Giants and the Saints game to New York City and had the Saints basically play a quote-unquote home game, more like an away game, in New York? I'm getting just so sick and tired of the fucking hypocrisy the NFL is these days. Seriously, if this was the Patriots, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, or even the Raiders, you know damn well they would have made it a priority to get the game relocated somewhere else. It's all about the money, and it always fucking will be. Roger Goodell, you can go fuck yourself along with the rest of the NFL. Don't you ever fucking promote player safety ever again. Not only is this the exact opposite of player safety, but it gives teams that play the Bucks and the Dolphins after week 11 a huge competitive advantage. Anyway, now it's time to move on from all that shit. I believe in this team. I believe in Jameis. I believe in Dirk. I believe in Jason Light. And I sure as shit believe in the stick carrier movement. And this year, now more than ever, as the players prepare for the biggest grind of their careers, we need to take back Ray J and give them every fucking thing we've got. Now, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick, and Roger Goodell, go fuck yourself.
You know, I don't know why I really, really like that Bucks take is because Aaron vented, he let it out, and then at the end he said, okay, it's over with. Now we got to do our part. Love it, Aaron. Good job. Bubba's up next with us on Bucks Uncensored. Hey, Bubba.
Justin, Bubba from Philly here, man, checking in. Just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know my prayers are with all of you guys and your families. I know this is a hard time with Irma coming through, man. Hopefully everybody down there is safe and sound, you know, can get to protective land and get to a place where they don't have to worry about Irma. I know going back is going to be a bitch, but, you know, just wanted to let you guys know. I'm praying for you guys. I see that you're in Atlanta, so hopefully you can link up with Harold there. And, yeah, just be safe, man. That's the biggest thing. Be safe. And continue to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick, man. Also, let me get your workout details and your food plan, man. I need to be able to get into one of these 3X stick carrier shirts. Right now, I'm a 4X. I need to get down to a 3X so I can get my stick carrier shirts on, man. Peace, man.
I've been eating like shit recently, but I am going to get back on that soon. And all it is, I mean, real quick, it's just eating fresh meat, chicken, and fish, and veggies and fruit. I mean, that's pretty much all I ate for about a year and lost a ton of weight, just not eating any of that other crap. And if you can go 6 weeks without alcohol and then kind of pick and choose when you have it, that's good. That's not easy to do, and I wouldn't recommend doing it during football season. Now, with that being said, you need 4X, huh? I can say, and I don't want to give too many details, but we have some major revamping happening with not only our, let's just say things are in the works, and my goal is to improve the overall quality of the shirts and provide you guys not so much a wide variety of designs, but an opportunity to that if you're going to spend money on a shirt with us, it's going to be a shirt that you're going to be like, holy shit, this is good quality stuff. So that was in the works before I left, and I'm in Atlanta now for the hurricane, and we'll hopefully complete that soon and get all that. But we'll have major announcements with that because it's not just the shirts. There's a lot more to it. And I know all of you are on the Stick Carrier Facebook page or on Twitter following me or the @stick_carriers account, which is the official account for the Stick Carriers. We'll have all those major announcements out there. But I can tell you, Bubba, that with these new shirts, there will be a dry fit, short sleeve and long sleeve. And that one will go up to 6X. So if you're just a big old motherfucker, we're going to make sure you're taken care of too. All right? Sound good? That's the only tease I'll give. But we got some good stuff on the horizon for all of you. Kaysen's up next with us. Hey, Kaysen.
Yo, what up, Justin? This is Kaysen from Bama. Just wanted to do a quick Bucks take. Kind of a bummer that we're not going to see any Bucks football this weekend, but it is what it is. We'll have an extra week to prepare, and we're going to kick some bare ass. Anyway, the reason I wanted to do this was I work in Atlanta, and I am so sick of these sports hosts on the radio in Atlanta being all on the Falcons' nuts. I mean, it's ridiculous how much they're on their nuts. So I just wanted to say one thing. Fuck the Falcons. Fuck you, Falcons. Go Bucks.
I mean, you said it pretty eloquently, but one guy who says it even more eloquently is our buddy Mark, the mailman.
The Bucks are fucking hot, you know, that ain't gonna change. But first, let's take a look at all the teams they have to play. Cam Newton is a little bitch, he won't jump on the ground to get his fumble back and have a chance to win the crown. Jameis would, without a doubt, so Newton is a fag. The Panthers took it up the ass, and I ain't seen no more dab. That's what you get for naming your son Chosen, you motherfucker. The Falcons could have won it all, but started jacking off. All they had to do was turn around and hand it off. Matty Ice is a stupid name, freezing ain't no good. Next time we see that pretty boy, we'll take him to the hood. Julio Schmido. Now we got all your coaches, motherfuckers. What is there to say about the Saints? They're fucking gay. Their quarterback is 5 feet tall and Cooks has gone away. If that little asshole Breeze ruins one more year, I'll break his fucking shoulder again and drown myself in beer. How long is that motherfucker gonna play football? As you see, the South is full of mama's boys and jits. Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Mark the Mailman, still my favorite song he's ever done, but we're going to have some classics coming from him and Lazy Dave. Man, I love that collaboration between the two of them. We got one Bucks take left. Don't forget to send your Bucks takes coming up for the next Bucks Uncensored podcast. I'm hoping to post that. I'll still be in Atlanta at the time, but hoping to post that on Monday morning. I know that's going to be a tough morning for all of us in Tampa, but... if you have the opportunity to watch games, I don't know if you are or not. I really don't know what's going to happen here. But if you have the opportunity to watch these games on Sunday, after the games are done, who's the player and who's the team that concerns you most when it comes to the Buccaneers this season? Could be an NFC team, could be an AFC team that's on their schedule. Who's the team that can, it could be a team in the division. Who's the team and player that concerns you most? I want to get some Bucks takes on that. Again, send them to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. We wrap this one up. We go to the Midwest. That's where Will is.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just time with a Bucks take. Week one of the NFL season, we don't have a game. Not going to go too much into this, just basically to sum it up. You know, I have a lot of different thoughts about the way that this was handled. I personally believe that Roger Goodell and the NFL fucking shit to bet on this. And that if the Bucks and the Dolphins would have been, you know, a duo of darling NFL teams, they would have, took better precaution and attempted, to make a better alternative decision other than just making us play 16 straight games. But as a mentality that's hopefully inside one Buck place in our team, our fans also have to just be like, fuck it. Put up, shut up, buck up and fucking move on, right? So with that being said, I hope the fucking stick carriers and all the other Bucks fans out there take our first game of the season against the fucking Bears, and we fucking rock out Raymond James Stadium. And let's basically go fucking Tom Brady ham on the fucking NFL for making such a poor decision. But I want to just say this, my thoughts and my prayers are with anybody in the path of Hurricane Irma in this catastrophic event, anywhere from, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, all the way through, the coast down there in Florida, and whatever fucking way this shitstorm goes. Best wishes to you all, and I hope that you all stay safe. But shout out to the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Buffalo Wild Wings. Great addition, Justin. That's nice to hear with your sponsor family there. And, you know, Joe Bucks fan, make sure you're going reading all the articles. Ira Kaufman. If any of you guys haven't gotten the opportunity, go check out the Scuttlebucks podcast on the Joe Bucks fan podcast family. It's pretty amazing. So if you get a chance, check it out. But Justin, man, everyone, please be safe, including yourself. I love you, brother. And go Bucks, baby!
I appreciate it. And, yeah, we've got some away game watch parties with Buffalo Wild Wings that we're really looking forward to. Our first away game watch party, stick carrier watch party, will be Bucks at Vikings. That's going to be September 24th, really our second game of the season. So hopefully Bucks get out to a 1-0 start. We get a huge crowd. I want to get you the so we're going to have a few locations. For the first away game watch party, for the first stick carrier watch party, we are going to be for the Bucks at Vikings down in Sarasota. So if you're up in Tampa, St. Pete, and you want to make that trek down there, I'm going to be down there. The stick carrier is going to be down there. We are going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I believe that's on University Park. I'm going to get you the exact address, though. But University Park is where we're going to be, University Parkway. It's 5235 University Parkway down there in the Sarasota area. So I know Sammer's going to be there. Garv's going to be there. Sarasota Jay's going to be there. The Smoking Jays are going to be there. So we want to see you there as well. So go ahead and mark your calendars. Get on down. These parties are going to be where you're going to want to be for these away games for the Bucks. We're going to try and bring that same atmosphere, same environment that you have inside Raymond James Stadium for these watch parties as well. Some other parties that we do have planned already. Bucks at Bills, October 22nd. We will be at the Wesley Chapel Buffalo Wild Wings location. So we'll get you more details on that as we get closer to that. But October 22nd, Bucks at Bills, the Wesley Chapel, Buffalo Wild Wings. So if you're in the Brandon Polk County area, great opportunity. We've done so many watch parties and parties in general over in Pinellas County. There you go. Throwing a bone out there to Lutz, Lando Lakes, Brandon, Polk County. Come on out. And if you're in Pinellas County, they've all come out to the parties in Pinellas County. Come on over and join us in Wesley Chapel for that Bucks at Bills. And then Bucks at Falcons, huge game on November 26th. That is Thanksgiving weekend. We are going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Tyrone down there in St. Pete. It's going to be huge. That is going to be a massive, massive game. And then we're going to sprinkle in some more, still discussing maybe one or two with sports legends as well. I do have some news, though, and I will partner with Joe Bucks fan if they're going to do an away game watch party. But the Bucks bye week, I booked a weekend vacation up to New York City. I've got concert tickets. I blew it out that weekend, and I'm not canceling my trip. So I will be out of town for the Bucks at Dolphins game because that was going to be the bye week. I'm going to be up in New York City watching it. Hey, any stick carriers up in NYC want to watch the Bucks game, would love to get together with you up there. That would be a lot of fun, Bucks at Dolphins. So there will be no away game watch party for that one unless Joe Bucks fan puts it together, and happy to work with them on that. Same thing for Bucks at Saints. Maybe I'll work with Joe Bucks fan on putting together a watch party for that one as well. I will be at my sister's wedding up in the mountains up in North Carolina. We'll be watching the game, but won't be back in time to celebrate with y'all. But listen, with Harold and Christian and Sammer and my other leaders, Rob of the Stick Carriers, I'm sure we'll be able to organize it for you and put together a hell of a watch party as well. So I want, my goal is to ultimately have watch parties for every single away game, whether I'm there or not, and make sure that they run as smoothly as possible. But those are definite ones. Sarasota, hello to you. Buffalo Wild Wings in Sarasota, down there at University Parkway. We'll be there for the Bucks at Vikings. Bucks at Bills. We'll be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Wesley Chapel, and Bucks at Falcons at the Tyrone Square location in St. Pete, which is going to be a huge one as well. Tailgate parties before each and every home game. Gave you details of that earlier on in the podcast at Commish Online. It's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPulaski324 on Snapchat. And don't forget, this podcast, we're going to get back on schedule. Obviously, I moved. Then we had the hurricane. Some things threw off my schedule. Of course, the Bucks getting canceled also threw things off. Canceled, so or postponed. So we're going to get back on track, and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Monday is always the recap podcast, which is phenomenal with the Bucks takes we get for that one. Wednesday, the midweek one, and then, of course, Saturday, that pregame one. We get you pumped up for every single Bucks game here on Bucks Uncensored with JoeBucksFan.com. Best way to make sure you don't miss any podcast is to subscribe. If you have an iPhone, it's on iTunes, Android, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Just search for Bucks or Bucks Uncensored. It's the first one that pops up every single time. And we appreciate you subscribing to the Bucks Uncensored podcast. Those podcasts, if you do subscribe, you'll get a Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday automatically downloaded to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. You want it before noon? Well, guess what? Just go to JoeBucksFan.com. They have it for you to stream live right from their website early in the morning on each of those days. First come, first serve. Love the partnership with JoeBucksFan.com and love the partnership with our sponsors. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Of course, Mastro Subaru. You're going to see those guys at all of our events. They're going to be doing some creative things too because they're stick carriers. They are huge Bucks fans. They want to be a part of this movement, and we love them for doing that. And if you go there to Mastro Subaru in Tampa or Orlando and mention the stick carriers, you get a special discount. So make sure you do that and take advantage. See what kind of price they can get for you in a new Subaru. Love those guys and love the passion that they bring for the Bucks. Love Bricados, Sports Legends, and, of course, B4 to avoid that hangover the next day. Hope to have all of our sponsors involved with these tailgate parties coming up this year as well. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commission. As always, we go right back into this as we wrap up each and every podcast in the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. When the Bucks beat the Chargers last year, he uttered these words, "Change the face of the Bucks fan base," but I like to play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
God almighty. Nailed it. Mm-mm-mm.
Go Bucks.